33 comes, sometimes dropping, sometimes breathing, sometimes so many things, sad, sometimes mucha,
translate,
so many things. Oh, sometimes like this. But it is inner mode there is. That is why sometimes all are anubhav for a little time and after that they are suffered. So this is the anubhav of praying toward Krishna. Not a sthayi bhav. This is anubhav of a sthayi praying. Understand?
So there's some temporary feeling.
Temporary.
Of
being another guest will come and cover me. So sejatness thing, for a moment it comes that I am Krishna and doing like so. But after some time it is covered and another mood comes.
Chitra has a question. In Hari Nam Chintamani it says that Hela Namabhat, chanting with disregard and neglect. What is the difference between Hela Nam and the tenth offense? What is the difference between Hela Nam, Hela Namabhat, and Namabharat, or inattentive chanting?
Only well, it depends on mood. If you have dress,
envy,
and doing it, then it is namapara. And then no envy, ordinary way. Helanam, no proper deep giving respect, then it is helanam. And if you have grace, then it will be another.
She's asking about yavadana and disruption in chanting. Can you
explain? It is written there. What is written there?
Yavadana or disruption in chanting. Can you explain that? What is Yavadana?
Yavadana means you are chanting at the same moment Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna is not coming in our conception, in our mood, but only
something else.
Money matter. Or anyone has told me anything that is this and that is this. What is it happening? I should also take the revenge. How to take? And Hare Krishna. So there are lakhs and lakhs kinds of things. You are chanting Hare Krishna and at once, oh it is so hot, I should go to Puri. All these are. When chant name, all this. Try to keep mind there.
Krishnadas Kaviraj describes Radha Kund in the midday pastime. So when he described Vrindavan in Braj Vritti Chintamani, you said that actually the trees are not made of jewels, but it's more than that. But in the description of Radha Kund, it says there are many jeweled pavilions and mosaic tiled floors. Is that
only
really?
Only for us. Yes. That they have so much regard for them. The flowers are more beautiful than jewels and all. The flowers can give lakhs and lakhs jewels. The trees are Chintamani. All these things are Chintamani. Only gopis take them and
ankle bells.
You looking, Chintamani. The deer so burdened of flowers, six flowers of Vrindavan. The flowers are always in bloom and with fragrance. They can attract the nose of Krishna, but golden and jewels, but they will do. Flowers are so sweet and so
soft.
And jewels
hard.
These are very light flowers. And they
light.
If thousand of jewels will be given in the garland of Krishna, then Krishna will be like this. So hard, no sweet fragrance, no soft. They have any quality?
Just shining.
What shining? Fire is more shining than that. Fire can be given in your body and neck. What is? So, Brajavasi don't use.
So even in a book like Govinda Lilamrita, there's descriptions for the ordinary person.
But I think they are not golden, and then if they are golden, then what is the difference between this gold and that gold? Golden color it means of flowers and flowers.
Jewel-like.
There the earth is of golden and Chintamani, then it is so hard. So, and if the sun rays are there, then it will be so warm. How Krishna and gopis and all other will stand up there? But this, the land should be so soft, butter. If all are Chintamani, only Chintamani means as everything can they give, so it has been called Chintamani. Thus.
For devotee, it's beyond duality. Happiness and distress, heat and cold. So when we see that a pure devotee appears to be weak or ill, how do we see that? Because we know that he's transcendental.
What about you, Gurudev?
Yeah, he would say sometimes that he was sick. But so how should we see it? Because we know he was transcendental. Because we read it in the scripture. He can't be touched by heat or cold or the modes of nature.
He will be seen.
It may look like he's sick.
He will be seen.
Mm-hmm. Seen?
Anyone can see him?
Not the real him. Not his spiritual form. Not his spiritual form.
Then? Who is he? To whom you are seeing see?
But even his so-called material body is transcendental.
We should think like so. What he is. These are not Leela. Like Krishna also. He used to feel pain. He used also the arrows here and there. He was also treated, medical help taking. He was also sleeping, taking rest, doing all these things, transcendental things. How it is?
Well, there's transcendental sentiment. When he sleeps, he is not in ignorance. He's, you know, still fully conscious.
We'll have to imagine. We will not realize. Because we are not transcendental. When we are transcendental, then we can.
So should we think that he is in pain or not in pain, or he is weak or not weak?
Is it fixed that he is transcendental, doing like Nagarjuna? We are also like the same. We are not doing Nagarjuna, but we are not. But you should know that I am not transcendental. One day I may be.
I have a question about the painting.
You have so many questions. Not many.
I showed you the painting of this the other day. And here she's holding a plate in her hand, the plate of fruit. So somebody told me that instead of that kind of plate, I should make this plate with the handle. Which is better? The one with the handle or just the plate?
Like this.
With the handle.
Like maybe not. This is up to date fashion.
Oh.
I see. And this is original.
Okay.
No?
Yeah. Also, you see the jewelry in the sketch on the hand and the feet? There's that type of jewelry. Should I put that on the hands and feet?
Yes.
Okay. Would you?
What's this about?
This is for the painting.
No, no. What I told you, is it? Is it?
Tell me about
Park Sangha.
About the pure devotee?
Is it good suggestion or no?
Whatever you say is good because you see it.
Huh?
You see it.
You don't feel like that.
You see it face to face, so you know what's
no,
modern and what's ancient.
What do you mean by Bhavavi?
What do you mean?
If Rup Manjari anyhow come and I am so much absorbed in that I am thinking that I am that Harigan. Understand?
I'm thinking I'm Rupa Manjari, right?
I'm thinking of Rupa Manjari. Thinking is how came into my heart. And my bhav and that bhav become one. Then it is called bhava. No question of dying and all of them. I have told anything, but it has been not written like this. I told anything more.
But Lord Chaitanya sent him to Vrindavan, and he was going to give up his life.
Who sent?
Lord Chaitanya sent
him.
Raghunath Das Goswami.
No.
Oh, he went to Vrindavan to give up his life and go
Vrindavan. He saw and felt that Mahaprabhu has done. After that he said, Paruk Damodar went. After that he saw that Gadadhar Pandit also went. So one by another, they expired. They went to Nitya Leela. Then he could not take himself. And he wanted to live his life. But he thought that it would be better that if I give up my life in Vrinda, in Govardhan Hill, jumping from Govardhan, or dying in Jamuna. So he came here and he met Rup Sanatan and told his view. Rup Sanatan may have controlled, and they told that you should not die. You should live in Radha Kund. Raghunath Swami, Raghunath Das Goswami felt that the pain, the rush, the remorse which he was getting from Mahaprabhu, Radha Pandit Sarup Damodar, now he is getting from Raghunath,
Rupa and
Sanatan, and all Goswami is there, especially with Rupa. Then he controlled his mind and he went to Radhakur, began to do bhajan. And Rup Sanatan and all Goswami used to go and to talk with him. What comes in?
Consoled. That's when he uses Bhavavesh, after you describe how Sanatan stopped him from committing suicide. He's saying that if at that time in Bhavavesh I have made up my mind to leave my life, that
no
is Bhavavesh.
No Bhavavesh. Hmm. In Bhavavesh, how he will
leave
the life?
Right.
When he was feeling separation from Mahaprabhu and all, then he thought that I should do something.
Not this. It says that you will see, Lalita is speaking to the swan, you will see Krishna's private pastime room in Mathura, its windows decorated with fresh flowers, its splendid columns decorated with swinging strands of pearls, and its walls glorious with 10th canto pastimes in lines of gold. What does that mean?
It is written all there. You are reading.
It doesn't make any sense.
No sense?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Who has written?
Rupa Goswami.
He has written, but no sense.
Well, is it written in words, Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes? Is it written in words on the wall? Or?
Wall.
It says on the wall, Krishna's 10th canto pastimes are in lines of gold.
Hmm. What is our understanding? He is telling about the room in which Krishna Chandra used to be. That he is telling to Hans, who?
Lalita
is telling to Hans that you could go in this way, this way, this way, and you will reach in Mathura. When you will reach, there are so many palaces there. How you will decide that this is the Raja Palace of Krishna? You could go in there, when you will enter and go in palace, less and less palaces will be seen. But Krishna Palace is special, where you will see that decorated and built by so many Spatik Mani. Spatik Mani is sons of Jadav. And on the outer wall, all the Braja Leela past time photos are there.
Oh.
There's so much paintings of how Krishna is taking birth, how Putana comes, how Agasur, Bakasur, how Ras Leela, how Gopis, and all other scriptures are there. Very beautiful paintings. So you should know that this is the Adesha by the Shankam. Why it has been painted all the past time? Because Krishna becomes so, feeling so
separation.
And when he sees, then he becomes to be, to see all the past time, Krishna used to be and control his mind. When he sees that, he feels that I am with Gopis, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Maya, and all Sakhas, grazing cows, going and playing flute on the road. So this thing, by this slope, that Krishna, whether he was in Mathura, but always remembering and preparing Braja Leela pastime.
What is this
pride?
The way it was translated, it wasn't clear.
It is not clear, like I don't
know.
Yeah, no, but some is here. That has some means here, the pastimes which has been,
this has brought in
which has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam sanskrit, especially Braja Leela, all has been painted here.
What is Krishna's private pastime room?
Huh?
It says in Krishna's private pastime room.
Hmm.
What is that? In the same verse.
What's not?
Na bolte wale, it's a private pastime room.
Private
pastime room. It says the tenth canto stories are in his private pastime room.
Dwarka Leela is painted, not Dwarka Leela. Mathura Leela is painted on outer wall. And his sign got caught.
Sleeping room, bedroom.
Bedroom. Very private, all these Braja Leela are painted. And seeing one by one, it becomes living separation and...
Which is private,
what does
that
mean?
See
private.
Krishna is seeing that he seeing towards Gopis. This is private. Ras Leela is private. Braja Leela all with Gopis, private. This is private.
He has the
when Krishna is coming, Gopis are lamenting and like dying. Sleeping on earth and all these things are present.
He has the man because he wants to feel separation or because he already feels separation, so it gives him some consolation.
Not consolation. We want to meet Path Krishna. Do you?
I want to.
You want to meet Path Krishna? So when Krishna was engaged in Mathura, all things, and he feels that my heart has become zero. Then he wants to be for Gopis. Then he, living all these things, comes in home and sees and becomes.
Be like Narada. I'm going to be like Okeshwar. I'm going to be like Lakshmi. They pray for eternally, but they have no hope. This is for me too.
Is it Goswami? Goswami?
Goswami? Yes, it's true. I have
to learn. I wanted to change your heart from Maya to that thing, which this Gop Kumar also could not have. Was deprived of this.
He was up to Dakha.
Only the servants of Gopis, best servants of Gopis, they can have this idea.
So, am I saying because I'm Yashoda Maya, I'll never have that?
What, then what should I tell you?
I don't know.
You should tell her she can't have it.
But that's not true. Is it true or is it not true?
Maharaj, if you don't tell her she can have it, she will die. And she will cry every day.
What should I do?
I don't know.
If I am changing, then something will come. All these four persons will tell that, oh, he has met Jadurani, Shyamrani.
That's true.
And Yashoda Maiya too. Anything else?
Or that word, dear?
Then they will not allow me to enter in this school.
Well, I just was curious if it's true that I must be like Narada.
But
and
I think Yashoda Maiya cannot
have it.
You have to lead the service of Yashoda.
Lead the service. She has to lead the service.
The service of Yashoda, the anugatya of Yashoda. Anugatya, you know?
Following.
Guidance of Yashoda. You will have to do like something Pradyumna Sam or Pradyumna and his wife. You have to follow. How? You know? You know?
He was killed with Cupid? When he was killed?
Tell me some more after that.
Yeah.
Mayavati is the name to stay
with. First, her name was Mayavati. But actually, she was Jarati. She was the wife of Kamdev. But real Kamdev is Pradyumna. So, from beginning, there was affection by Kamdev and Rati, Pradyumna and Mayavati. But at first, when Pradyumna came out of his mother's home, he was stolen and went to Sambarasu there. And there, Mayavati palan poshan kiya.
Like
as a mother.
Yes, as a mother.
And then he became some
bigger.
Then he, she begins to look after him as a
lover.
She was astonished and told that I'm seeing something very strange. That you have supported me like mother and you are seeing towards me like another thing, like wife and lover. I am not understanding this. In India it is said that mother is always mother. Everywhere mother is always mother. I am seeing you in mother. She told her, no, I'm not your mother, I'm your wife. And was eagerly waiting for you, because it has been done so upset. But now you have come in your real form. So you will have to take me as your wife, and your real wife. Then he took her. So, you are not knowing your own self at first. It was upset in your mood. But by the association of Shuddha Bhakti, that can be changed. Everything will be changed. Then he will come to his real mood. Anyone, if does not come to his real mood, everything will be changed, so much changing. Like Mukh Kumar. At first he became the worshipper of Jagannath. Again he went to Indralok. Again he went to Brahma and became Brahma. But all were changing. Brahmalo, he saw that I am Parabrahma. Again he went to Sivalo. Again he went to Vaikuntha and he was nearer to Narayan. But chanting that Gopala mantra. So he could not become the 400 Sarukya Mukti. Then he changed the view and went to Mam, again changed, then went to Dwarka, again changed, then he went to real stoppage. This was his story. So by sadhana, if you are changing, no how. You should change. In sadhana, you should think I am not mother, Yashoda. Then what? You can be servant of Yashoda Maya as Kanishka. Kanishka was serving mother and serving the orders of Yashoda Maya, having some special move to Krishna.
I don't think like she yogi. Wants that though.
Huh?
I don't think she wants to be like Dinista.
She should go up. He can be in the rank of Javad Gram. She can be anything.
I just wondered what hope there was.
You should read this book and then breathe something and then try to do that. Then I will select something.
It really can't, I mean,
I've
seen
you're
so much clearer, I can't express it enough to you. It's been everything for me.
It
really made a difference.
You are a real reader. Any reader
being
like you.
You say in your book, it is one chance. And if he had true faith, he chanted correctly and from the heart, that was even in within a year, he could start to understand this. This is such a short time. This is a very short time. 1 year.
It may be. By the grace of Vaishnavas, anything can be done. You should chant, know anything. What?
Before you went to Bombay, you gave us a class on Valapakus Manjali, verse 11. So I want to show you what Shanti did. This is verse 11.
What?
She's making the whole thing like a book. This is all your Valapakus Manjali classes.
This is all?
Yes, your classes from the past
few
years.
It is a very good book, like all these books.
Yes.
Huh? And like Ben Gitt.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so much pleased to see this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honest, how I love you.
ঠিক, বাট এনি হাউ আই উইল কমপ্লিট দিস বুক শ্লোক দিস হ্যাজ নট বিন এক্সপ্লেইন ওয়ান বাই ওয়ান আই উইল ট্রাই And one had to go through this.
It needs a good editor.
I think there is a good editor.
Who?
Alvarnath. He has edited so many books.
Mm-hmm.
And he has written with that. I want to edit any book. And
should
I am telling that I am certainly a competent sampada.
I saw his name. His name is in this book also.
In this book?
Yeah.
He is helping. Yes, in this book. Yes.
Actually, he is editing.
He edited this book.
This book also and that first book also. This book should be completed and this should be. But I am thinking that the strong leaders are giving growth to their own feet.
Their own head.
And also head. It is all for their good. But I think that... But there is some swarth. Swarth, you know...
Personal interest.
Selfish. They are thinking that all these give honor to Narayan Maharaj and anyone that what is between them.
Alright.
That all their work.
All will go on.
They are also worried that the subject matter is too difficult. They are worried that the subject matter is not meant for us.
Those who will be in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, there is so much thing more than this. This is nothing. In Govindali Labyrinth, there is so much thing by the only the qualified person read and have faith of it. Otherwise, no. Can you test the Amrapho? Only Kokila. So Kokila like you, Kokila, they will test and host like me, don't like you. They want to keep all in very
low-risk.
Anyone should not go on.
Maharaj, is there any solution?
No solution.
Why?
They should be there. And you all should go out. This is solution. Those who have Shraddha, there is always solution. And those who have no Shraddha, no solution.
Why is she taking so long? It's taking so long.
You are telling that reason.
What reason?
You will, by inspiration, know.
Why she's taking so long, I will know. I already know because I have no qualification for her to come in my heart.
No.
Anyone
comes and sees and becomes so attached.
I'll bring you another one next time.
But
आपने दिए ना?
हमें दिए थे ना और अच्छा है.
आपने आया हूँ नहीं मालूम. आपने वाले नंबर आया नहीं मालूम. आपने बात कर दी
है. That's it. When I lost everything, when I go, give. I don't want to give, but when they want, mangte hain,
ask for.
not perform, then I cannot take permission. If they will ask for my this thing, I may. Because my sadhana is in my life. I give that time to them. Not chanting, not remembering all these things. This is my life. Always to think about new things. Like Bijli, isn't it?
Lightning.
When I read anything, very meaningfully, like Prahlad Maharaj, Charitra or anything, I see so beautiful things, new things. I have not seen before new
things.
He has given me a temple.
Because
the Ninani
wanted to translate that way, he doesn't spend so much time.
A qualified person is needed to do. Like Swami has so many perfect qualified persons. They have given some hint and they have made books and I'm also not perfect. My all attendants are not perfect. Only she is perfect.
Western
devotees are coming. I'm so pleased to see
you. After all, Shanti.
If all will come
he is
in,
making it to make a book.
If all these things will come in the shape of book, then very, very illuminated.
Illuminating.
Jewel.
He said he wanted to translate this into Hindi.
He will cannot.
He can't?
It will take time for it. Not much. This Hindi should be like that. Appropriate words should be.
आज कोई कोशिश करते करते करते
अच्छा वो आदमी को देख सकते हैं वो उसे ट्रांसलेशन में प्रभुपाद जी के पुस्तकों को किया कौन किया एक दिन यहाँ पर बम्बई में मिला था
हिंदी में किया
वो एम ए पी एच डी है तो इसको उनसे कुछ दिया जाता है हम भी कुछ को देते हैं हमको दो चार आदमी भगवत अमृत चैतन्य अमृत श्रीमद भागवत का लिखा है
इंग्लिश में ट्रांसलेट
इंग्लिश में जो हो गया तो हो गया इसका तभी हमारे बिना हेल्प के भी कर सकते हैं
वे कुछ करके आपको सैंपल दे दो
व्हाट
This
should be my name.
This is the wisdom. This is the genius because even now, Prabhupada is gone.
He has tapes of everything.
You have tapes of everything. Because even though now Prabhupada is gone, there are devotees who are establishing, you know, completely libraries, everything he said. It's tapes you can get home.
Janaki made it, organized his tape library.
That should be a group of choirs, well qualified choirs, who can take my all things and they should organize all this and then
okay,
because I'm not, I cannot organize, I cannot do anything. I can only take happy of as the wives of Swamiji has done.
Western devotees are expert in doing this. Indian devotees are
not Indian. For so many long time I am speaking all these things, but only Premananda came. Now all are saying that it is very essential to take all these steps.
That's why Swamiji was so effective.
In India, I could not do anything.
And if he is in India, what's the question is answer?
You have some ideas about this.
We can talk
but
about it.
My voice has no idea about it.
Okay, we can talk about it.
Because you are an expert. But I think a day will come when I will not be in this world. Many will think that all the books are so bad.
That's why we need to have so many more Vilapa Kusumanjali classes, because that day will come and we don't know
they
when.
They should take advantage of all this and they should try to do all this.
Are you saving all your connections? Everything is safe?
They're all safe.
Everything's safe.
Maharaj, can you give me any hint about this Manjari to help me bring her out faster?
After?
I know who she is, but I don't know how to...
Vinod Manjari and Nan Manjari, you should take. But
yeah,
your
know
heart
everything.
Is not
ready to accept it.
Accept it.
We know names, but that's not much. 10 years ago I knew...
You pray to Krishna and Srimati Radhika and Rup Manjari that she should manifest that thing that you want. They will do. They are so much.
Or she should pray to herself.
Also on her clothing?
Clothing will also, not like Vairagini you.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And now on Sri Lanka like you.
She should have sparkles on her clothing,
yes.
Bodice and skirt. Yes. All right. Okay. Any other?
Krishna will see her.
Mm.
He will be mad, otherwise he will be laughing so much. So be that she is going to be
Why would he laugh? Why would Krishna be laughing?
How she is looking and doing.
Any other suggestions?
No. All right.
Okay, I'll make it very opulent.
When Yashoda Maya will see her, he will at once choose her for Krishna. No? She can ask Yashoda Maya that, do you like to be my son's wife?
My son's wife? She will ask the son of my
wife.
Oh, do you want to be my son's wife? No. She says no.
She will tell no. This hand. Not by that. No, no, no. I don't want. I don't want to get out
of here. I don't want?
Don't want to be a Gata Vilda. I want to be, like to be your Gata Vilda, but not wife of Krishna.
ask a few questions? First, for the Vilakus Manjali publication, there's one quote by Narottam Das Thakur in his Prajna. Which you quote, but we are not sure we have the correct translation. We are not sure we have the right translation. He says, Sigra Azya Karibena Dasi Hesa Aya Sabara Sujaja Susaja Kaya Karahar Praya. When will Sri Rupa Manjari repeatedly order me about, saying, O maidservant, come here. Quickly arrange for my fancy garments and ornaments. So it sounds like Rupa Manjari wants Narottam Das Thakur and his Manjari friends to get his own garments, not for Radharani. Is this the correct translation?
Who has that?
This is a translation by my godbrother, but it's from Psalm 18 in Sri Prajna. Now this is quoted in the Vilakus Manjari. You quote this in the... You quoted, but not the English. So the English translation we got from our godbrother, but it's not clear.
Make it clear.
But is Rupa Manjari asking, please arrange for my fancy garments and ornaments? That's what we have.
Sigra Anta Kuligan. Sigra Anta Kuligan. Dasi Hita Aya. Seva Susuncha Karcha Kora Bhattavara.
What he has written?
It's written, when will Rupa Manjari repeatedly order me about, saying, O maidservants, come here. Quickly arrange for my fancy garments and ornaments.
Really?
It doesn't sound...
No, here.
It doesn't sound... That means Rupa Manjari is asking her to serve herself.
When
you say it, in your purport to the Vilakus Manjari, you translated that she will teach me in various ways how to serve Srimati Radhika. So here she's asking, please serve myself, and you're saying, Rupa Manjari will teach me various ways how to serve Srimati Radhika.
This is clear.
Yeah. Is there any more you'd like to say on it?
But here... Where is Shigra? Shigra... Shigra e jana...
Shigra agda koriben.
Shigra agda koriben dashi jeta aay... That's right?
Sibar susatya karjo...
Sibar...
Sibar susatya karjo korovata varay.
Arrange for my... This is...
Yeah, that's it.
No.
So the only change is that it should be arranged for Radhika's?
Seva Sajja. Not only arrange fancy garments. No. Informants. Seva Sajja means?
Seva Susajja Kalja.
All kind of... All kind of... Bhaktis Abharan. Bhaktis Abharan?
Decorations.
Decoration. All this. 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 Ornaments. Clothes. So many things. So here this. This. Seva Sajja.
Susajja Karjo.
Karajya.
You see this, last night in Nishanta Lila, Krishna and Gopis are sleeping. Krishna and Srimati is sleeping. And hens are crying, coo 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 coo. Mayors are also speaking, cuckoo birds are speaking. They are about to rise but not rising. So all these sakis waiting for their rise, waiting for their rise. In their hands every kinds of things, what things? Knee cloth.
Combs. Color, different colors.
Different colors. Kasturi. Kumkum. Kartu. Various kinds of ornaments. Everything to decorate Radha and Krishna. And they are standing and waiting very eagerly. So he is ordering that you should be ready with all these things. I think the time is coming, there will somehow rising, and Sri Radhika will tell Krishna, you are neglecting the deity, you have taken the deity from Rome, from Mandir and kept it, and you have done Archan. Now Archan is finished, but yet the East Devata is outside, and all the flowers and all the things are telling there that we are here. So this will be totally removed and washed. And Devata should go in inside. Then Krishna, oh yes, began to see here and there, and Srimati Radhika, Rup Manjari Sadis, and came entered inside with so many sakis, with all these things that you see God. Don't use maid servant there. No maid servant. Sakhi, all are sakhi. Various pran sakhi, pran priya sakhi, oh pran priya sakhi. Like sakhis. Don't you? This is the platform of this world. No maid servant are there.
Radharani never calls her kinkaris maid servant?
No.
Oh, sakhi?
No kinkari, no word like this. Always priya sakhi. And by name, or Rup only. Come on. Rup Goswami will, Rup Manjari will tell, O Rati Manjari you should. By name or by any affectionate words, but not maid servant on this. If they will call, then it will be Rasabhas those. May I call you maid servant?
You may.
Yeah. I can call only that. Oh dear daughter. Not like maid servant. Like this. This is also not appropriate. They are only Sakhi, Sahebi. By eyes they will call, no calling words.
And yet Rati Manjari says, Dasyayate mama ristostu ristostu satya. So how does that fit?
He is telling in this world.
Oh.
When she is sadhak. They don't want to be Dasi Mukeshwar.
Then there's a question from text number 43 in your purport. You say, there are three stages of Raganuga Bhaja. One is Raganuga Sadhan, one was Prapta Bhav Dasa, Bhava, Raganuga Bhajan, and the highest is Swarup City. But this statement is not so clear. Can you explain the three stages of Raganuga Bhajan?
First is Sadhan. Raganuga Sadhan. And then Bhava Dasa. All those are, then Shuddha Sattva comes in the heart. This is how those are. And then it comes Sarupsiddhi. Sarupsiddhi, we know his Sarup, Krishna Sarup, Radha Sarup, and he will sometimes be what?
See it, enter it.
Avesh.
Become one with it, identify with it.
This is called Sarup. Sometimes in that Sarup, Avesh. This is called Sarup Siddhi. How comes? Then Shuddha Sattva comes from Nitya Siddha Sarup, Sarup Parika. From then it comes and touches the heart of the Nishadha. Then it is called Bhava, Bhava Avastha. And then he is doing Sadhan, reading, remembering, doing Kirtan, hearing, reading books like this. He tries to come in Avesh, that is, Rupa Goswami's books, Tannam Rupa Kalkade Sukatthanam Uparina Rasanam Anishvindiyo Tishthan Rajet Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayer Akhilamati Sveta Desha. This is Sadhu. There are so many pastimes written in Srimad Bhagavatam or anywhere here and there. That Nimbaka, Radha Vallabhi and all others like so much, but we don't. We don't like to serve Krishna with her. So, with Satyabhama and Rukmini. Then it is not sadhana. So these are sadhanas. To remember these slokas, to pray to Krishna, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and Rupa and Rupa. These are sadhana. And then how comes? Then he sometimes in Vahya, Antardajya and
Swarup City. Is on the platform of Prem or Bhav? Swarup Siddhi, is that when Prem comes?
No.
Or is that it's still in Bhav?
Not Prem yet.
So both the Bhava Dasa and Swarup Siddhi are both stages of Bhav?
You can tell that fruit of Bhav Bhakti is self-self. Sarup Siddhi. Sarup Siddhi means Prem love is coming.
Like the marginal line.
And so Shuddhi will come. No a trace of and or a gandha of anath or etc. No. But in Bhavavastha, there may come so many things, but he does not care. But yet coming on. In Sarup Siddhi, now no. Sarup Siddhi is the last stage of bhava.
At what stage can you have continual remembrance of Krishna Smarana?
Bhava and Sarupsiddhi. In sadhan, no chain of remembrance. But then bhava will come. You will like to stop, but you cannot stop. Like in this stage, we like to stop all worldly desires and thinking. But yet coming, pouring. But at that time, when you want to stop it, they will not stop, they will come and come. This is the lakshana, symptom of how. When how will come? Automatically. I have no what?
Realization.
But I am telling samsara, it may be like that. Like, if you will marry, he will have a son, but no realization. I am telling like that. Understand?
But we don't believe that.
You should believe.
And that's why I'm not really.
Because I have heard that if you marry, there will be son. This is the fact. So, by hearing, I'm telling. Speculating.
Speculating.
That these conditions, these symptoms are, will come. You can also tell like so.
In the Lalita Pranam Stotra, Rupa Goswami says that she is the abode of the love of Mother Yasoda. Is this the correct translation? How is that?
Vasalya Pranda Vasati Vasatalya. It means that she is loving so much. When she will come, Mother Yasoda will take his head and begin to smell, sing like Krishna. She will do actually what thing she does for Krishna. So gossiping Pasupala Rakshana. Praying the abode of Yashodana's praying lives in and this is because Lalita is so much antaranga sakhi of Radhika.
Intimate.
If Lalita is coming, she will know that Radhika is coming. If Lalita is so much glad, since by his appearance, then he bears in his mind that anywhere Srimati Radhika is so pleased. And if he will see the mouth of glance of Lalita, that she is not there, then he will know that Srimati Radhika is not. she is also feeling separation. So everything you can wish of Radhika, Sai, up to Lakshmi.
In the same verse it says that she teaches all the other Sakis the art of friendship. Is that a correct translation, and could you give an explanation? She teaches the other Sakis the art of friendship.
To whom?
To the other Sakis? That's, I think that's...
Those who have learned everything and passed the classes, these classes, they will again come.
What is the newcomers?
And sometimes, if they will do mistake, then she will call an explanation and sing. But you know that in Braja, all are Navina. Navina, you know? Krishna is also Navin. All the Sakis are Navin. They have never seen Krishna, so they are Navin. So, this task to learn is always. Also she teaches Krishna also, Srimati Radhika. So what to tell others? This is right.
Just a practical question. Everyone in the Gaudiya Sampradaya shaves their head on Purnima. Is there some special benefit that's achieved by doing it on Purnima? If you do it on another day, you don't get the benefit?
Because if they are shaved, the moonlight will come direct. And we have the full facility of this thing.
Is there another explanation?
Yeah, I'm not so sorry. Because this would not be luxurious. So sannyasi should be in Bhadravesh only a day in Gaudiya.
Once a month.
The sutta is elected. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hold only in Gaudiya. And for sannyasi it is the rule to do hold on Gaudiya. But all these sannyasis, others, you will see other places, they don't do. They keep this, do this. Anyhow, you should not be lucky. This should have by that.
If somebody shaves on another day, a few days after Purnima, there's not so much benefit?
It is not harm. And you have one day in month. But why should they not we follow our parampara? And there is something scientific thing in this. In Purnima, by cutting all these things, a special thing comes. This thing comes that we are following our Gurudev. This is not a very nice thing. So everything comes. Our Prabhupada, our Gurudev had done this. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati had done this. All other our previous acharyas have done this. Mahaprabhu had done this. So we try to follow all this. If there is any harm, we can have harm, but no harm. There are some things that originally not known, but from ancient time it is coming. But there is something reason. And for us it is very hard to discover all this. In certain days, in certain months we should not take brinjal. Why? It has seen that if anyone touches the brinjal that day, so much for insects, germs come. Like, we should do Ekadasi. There are some scientific reasons that our rush, our roads go up high from Ekadasi to Purnima, Ekadasi to Amavasya. And that is why so high waves comes in sea in these days. Why comes? Why comes? Keep some water in pot and keep it in moonlight. When it is in food, will it be go up and down? But why we see in sea? In river we see? Yes, everywhere it will be seen. But we cannot see. The powerful
microphones
are upstairs. So these are some reasons that we cannot. Why Krishna is so effective? Why? All anatta will go away. And Krishna prema will come and all anatta. Why? Lust is bad thing, no? But by remembering the lust between gopis and Krishna, lust goes away. Why? So we should take this symptom that when we are reading any book and lust is increasing, then there is some hole in this, some bad thing in this. And this is in my heart, so this should be given up, then by reading that, actual love, affection will come. Otherwise lust will go. So many Babaji and all others, ordinary sadhak also goes down by this. But if he has so, he is so sadhak and has so shraddha, there is vishwas. By doing so, surely it will come down. And Krishna prema will come. Then it will prema will come. Why come? It will come.
Yes, Krishna.
Krishna is Parama Chetan Sarva Shaktiman. And name is same and Harikatha is same. What Krishna can do, his name and his Harikatha past tense will do the same. So by taking name and by remembering these things, automatically all the things will be done what Krishna does. Understand? So we don't see all these things, we see the almightiness of Krishna when we chant and we remember. When we practice by our mouth, by indriya, then lust will come. But when we will serve by remembering, by hearing, having the mood of serving, then this will. You paint this picture. Any lust comes, will not come. But any ordinary person, they will do, and certainly, by lust they will do. little things, all these things, inwardly things and things. But you are thinking Krishna and Gopis, and then by our heart you are taking and keeping that.
So yes.
I mean, we will see, we'll bow down to his lotus feet, her lotus feet. No? But if any one having lust persons, they will see, and they will see, and they will see, and all this bad thing will come. So it depends on the mood, and depends on Krishna and she is seeing and watching that, oh, Krishna is coming so far away. No? She is seeing, oh, Krishna is coming. And he will tell to Rukmanjali by eyes. No? She was searching for a long time that Krishna should come, but he was not coming. At once suddenly he saw, he heard anything, and she said, oh, there, in Kunjas, he is coming like this, and she saw, and she is looking in that manner, that way. She has a very black snake, lady snake. And if Krishna will come near her, he will what?
Bite.
No, no.
He'll stop, catch your breath.
She will take that snake and it will live on Krishna.
That is a bread.
Understand? What?
A bread.
What I told you?
Krishna will become attracted.
No, no, no. From beginning part I was there.
And she has a black lady snake, which is her prey, which is so attractive and moving, that it,
when the Krishna will come, what she will do?
She
at once take that lady snake and throw it upon Krishna. And that
gets him with the
prey. She will spray the beast,
poison
in Krishna heart. And it will never come down. So he says, being ready.
Is her braid in the right way to be a snake? A braid in the right
she's
shape?
Quite like this? Wrong doing. talking.